The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I got my husband, DJ Automatic, here drunk this Sunday and took full advantage of it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
Yeah.
I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. I'm all ears.
Yeah, well, you know what? We work all the time. And we worked on Sunday. We worked on Monday a little bit, whatever, whatever. But we get into this routine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just keep doing the same thing over and over. And I said to him, even though we don't drink all the time, I don't remember the last time we had a drink, I'm going to make some white wine sangria. He's like, really?
Oh.
I said, yeah, why not?
I was fancy at.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I cut up mangoes, I cut up oranges and all kinds of different tropical fruit, and I threw them into a pitcher of white wine. I threw some light pineapple juice. Got to keep the calories low. And then I just let it sit, and we sat on the balcony and talked for 2 hours. It was so much. I had the best time just sitting there talking.
I'll say this. The sangria was more for you. I enjoyed it. It was delicious.
You enjoyed all of it. I had half a glass.
But I will say,
I'm like, I love that you're saying this now when you downed the whole pitcher.
Well, I will say this. It did the trick. And that's all I was interested in. Getting the trick done.
It was very fruity and girly.
It was a girly drink. It was, but like I said, delicious, and it did the trick. And I will say, I don't know that I've gotten like that buzzed in a while. It's been a minute since I've actually.
It was fun though.
Oh no! Yeah. Not the white wine sangria doing it.
I was fancy. I had my pinky in the air.
Nice.
The only thing he could talk about though the last like 5 minutes was hoping to wake up with a hangover. I'm like, oh my gosh, don't ruin the mood. And then the next day we went to the pool and hung out at the pool and just took full advantage of having some time off, which we never
did. You went from conversating on the rooftop to the pool the next day. Way to skip all the good stuff.
Can't talk about that on
that's
the air.
Yeah, dude.
That's where I thought we were going with it.
Oh, like, no, come on now.
Spicy, guys.
The family show here, eh?
No, we're talking about fruits and hangovers, guys. Fruits and hangovers.
That's what we do here on this here show. Sometimes, though, I just think it's okay to break away from your routine and have a little fun. And speaking of fun, what do we have for National Day? Anthony A.
It is National Grilled Chicken Day.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm on my health kick. Grilled chicken's good. What do we do? What are we doing here with grilled chicken?
I don't know how to explain. It's just, it's the most responsible meal you can have.
It really is. A side of broccoli, some potato, a baked potato. It doesn't sound good, but it is good when you dip it in high carbonated dips. All right, what's next, Anthony?
And we'll wrap it up on National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Hold up, but it's not the franchise Wiener Schnitzel. It's the meal, right? The actual dish?
Yes, this is the traditional Austria dish, Wiener Schnitzel, which is basically deep fried veal.
You know what veal is? That's baby cow.
Yeah.
It's politically incorrect meat, but love it.
I'm sure it's delicious, though.
Better than grilled chicken.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There's this man I got arrested for something so weird, and he's a repeat offender. I would be so afraid. Check out what the news lady had to say.
The butt sniffer has been arrested again. NBC Investigates has learned 39-year-old Kalis Crowder was arrested on Friday after two stores reported him acting suspiciously and bending down around people. Police tell NBC 4 they reviewed security camera video from two locations and were able to identify him. They say he was booked on a parole violation.
That woman deserves an Emmy. The fact that she came out and said the butt sniffer and doesn't laugh, I would be in tears.
The fact that she said it's caught again.
Again, so he's been arrested multiple times from California to Arizona to Texas. I mean, he just does it. I don't know what he does, but he bends down in the store and just starts, you know, sniffing away. Yeah, exactly. Sure why he does it.
I don't know.
Sounds like a dog.
Oh, my gosh. So I would be very frightened. Why hasn't he been put away?
I don't know.
Forever.
I mean, you know, first time, second time, fifth time. It's kind of
20th time armed robbery.
Over 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm big on smells. Obviously, not that smell. I don't like to crouch down and get it up in there. But
Here we go.
Sometimes you do.
Here we go.
Anyway.
But
there's
certain like weird smells that I really enjoy. Like I love gas. I love
gasoline.
Yes.
So weird.
Feel like this guy feels the way I do about permanent markers. You know, you just like when you're a little kid, you smell that permanent marker.
Yes. I don't know why I love the smell of marker.
Feels that way about butts. He just.
Yeah, but you're not harming anybody.
No, I'm not.
By sniffing a permanent marker or when you get gas on your hands.
At least a permanent marker gets you high. You know?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't. Well, it gives you a little head rush.
If you do it hard enough.
Oh, no. Well, don't do that. Those are two things we don't want to sniff. Gas and permanent marker, Otto.
Skunks, I like the way those smell, too.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Rain on the asphalt, that is one of my favorite smells.
Rain on the asphalt, but you know what's even better than
dirt.
That? Rain on the dirt.
Mm.
God, that smell when you open the windows.
Or the old church smell, when you walk into a church and that smell.
Oh, I love that. The wood.
Yes.
Because it's been there for so long. You know what's interesting? I had this vivid memory when you and I first started dating. You used to sniff me. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I told you I'd big
be
on
gone.
Smells.
I would be gone for long periods of time, and I would come back, and you would just be sniffing away. I'd be like, what is going on? Thank goodness you were never arrested for that.
Well, just know that you smell better than gas to me, okay, Dana?
Okay. Thank goodness I must, because that's why I got a ring on it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Beyonce just re-released her B-Day album 25 years later and sampled this lovely lady. Miss Jackie, can you name the artist Beyonce sampled?
Selena.
Yes, hold on, that's right. Miss Susie, did you recognize the artist right away? Who is it?
Selena.
Anything for Selena's? Anything for Selena's?
Absolutely.
Hold on. Miss Brenda, name the artist.
Selena Quintanilla.
Yes, all right. Oh, my gosh. You know what's interesting? Every line started ringing, Brenda, when I played that. And I'm sure Susie and I'm sure Jackie feel the same way. Did you just love Selena? Do you still love her music to this day?
I adore her. I have one of the turquoise hoodies that they had, and I had it redone.
No!
So it was a zip-up, so it's a very unique one, but it's my absolute favorite.
Oh my gosh, so one of the ones from back in the day?
Yes, it was one that they've been out of stock for a very long time now.
Wow.
A couple years now.
Well, don't ever sell that, Brenda. Don't ever sell that. That's yours, right? That's...
Absolutely. It's a one of a kind.
Oh my gosh. Otto DJ'd the clothing release party when they debuted her line at Forever 21, and she gifted him a Selena
Number One's album.
Yes, it is so beautiful. And our daughter had the audacity stick it on her wall. She tried to stick it on the wall.
She tried to. I caught her before she was able to put that up.
No. Yeah.
She was gonna put a tack through it.
Yeah, and she's like,
oh no.
It's like,
oh my goodness. No. I even taught my kids. They adore Selena. They have their own little Selena shirts that match mine. And, like, I wore Selena lipstick for my wedding.
Oh, my gosh. My daughters, too. All three of them love Selena. I think it's just the genuine love of people and music that she had.
So true.
That people still gravitate toward her. Think about all these years, and we're still talking about her. And Beyonce, one of the most famous women in the world, covered her songs in B-Day, the re-release.
And I saw that some of the people were upset that Beyonce was covering Selena. And
I'm so upset that they would be upset.
Chris Pettis actually put out a statement and said that he was happy that was covering Selena and that it was only going to bring more attention to his wife.
See if you recognize what Beyonce song is actually remixed and done in Spanish. Do you recognize it?
Oh.
I love it. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Irreplaceable.
To
the left, to the left. Yeah. I'm in with Chris Perez. I'm with her husband. That this is the ultimate tribute. How anybody could be upset is beyond me. And by the way, I always call her Selena Quintanilla Perez because that is her name. And I know the family leaves Perez off, but that's her husband. And so I like to honor her and him in that way as well.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian reunite. Sort of. They both attended their daughter Northwest's sold out performance in Chicago.
Oh.
At a theater. Yeah. Yeah. And they were so proud. They did what all of us do as parents, you know, take out the camera, take pictures and video, except they did it from opposite sides of the theater. Kim Kardashian's on one side, way far away, and Kanye's on the other, way far away. And they're both, I think they're both equally proud, but it's pretty obvious to me these two do not get along anymore.
They don't associate anymore?
I don't think so. I think, you know, Kim...
Was Kim there by herself or did she bring a date?
She was by herself. And I didn't see Kanye's wife either, but she's small, so she might have been sitting down or something. She's beautiful. But I didn't see her there either.
I think it's a hopeful sign for some good co-parenting going on. Because to be able to even show up to the same event with each other and be there to support your daughter is a big deal. I remember when I played football growing up, I had some of my friends, their parents couldn't go to the game because of how much they didn't like each other. So the fact that they're there is a good sign, I believe.
And they don't have to sit together and you don't have to be together to be good parents. I would rather do that. I don't socialize with any of my exes. It's not something I do, not because I dislike them or anything like that. I just don't have any interest. And I wonder if that's where they are. It's cool, fine. I'm happy for you. You happy for me. But we don't have anything in common anymore except for the kids. So let's keep it at that.
I'm just surprised she sold out a show. I mean, she doesn't have like a hit record or anything. So
no, but you know, more.
She does have Kanye and Kim as her parents. And they probably thought that she was they were going to be there.
That
as well.
Part is what's trending. So it's not her
performance.
It's video of Kim and Kanye that has taken over the timeline. Hey, nothing wrong with that, Northwest. Get it how you get it, girly. In fact, we've got the video up at Dana Cortez Show. Check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Your chance to win free DCS merch right now with Who's Lying?
Yeah.
877-730-DCS1. We have our contestant on the line. Miss Kennedy, are you ready to do this, girl? Woo!
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go.
Definitely want you to win. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I am so hoping you win this, girl. Okay. Okay, so obviously we do this because we want to be your new number one morning show. And you got to get to know who we are. My name is Dana Cortez, along with my husband, Automatic, and our best friend, Anthony A. Tell you a little bit about ourselves. If you guess who's lying, you win the free DCS merch. I'm going first. You know, Kennedy, I was reading by age 3. And I remember how shocked people were when I would read signs, names. I would carry books with me everywhere. And I would read out loud because I'd like to show out. I was one of those kids that would show out. My uncle read to me every single day. And he used to bring home old National Geographic magazines from the Salvation Army. True story. And we watched 60 Minutes for fun.
Oh.
And I still do to this day.
As a 3-year-old?
Huh? Yes.
All right. DJ Automatic here. I actually am I'm a dyslexic. I went through dyslexia classes as a kid.
No.
I did the creeping and crawling, the flashcards. I did it all. So I was so scared to read in front of the class that one time when I got called up to read in front of the class, I actually got in-school suspension because I refused to do it. I had a humongous fight with the teacher. I got thrown out of class, got put on suspension. And I never had to read in front of that class ever again.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A here. And actually, the summer going into my 5th grade year was one of the proudest moments of my life. I won a book reading contest, and I got a $100 gift card to Barnes & Noble. And then also, they let me appear on PBS. We had like a local reading rainbow thing where I'm from. So that was one of my proudest moments of my life. And if you ask my mom, that was a highlight of my childhood.
Kennedy, somebody in this studio is telling you a big fat lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
DJ Automatic?
No.
No!
Oh, man.
I really had to do all the creeping and crawling classes and all the dyslexia stuff when I was a kid.
It was me.
I did too. I did too.
Oh, nice. Well, we can all agree to that because it was me who actually lied. I never won a summer reading contest in my life. Never won a reading contest, anything. I've never.
Anthony's also a fellow dyslexic.
Yeah.
That's why we hired him. No, I'm just kidding. Kennedy, oh, man. I really wanted you to win. So talk to me about that. How did you get through that in school? Were teachers kind to you or was it really hard at first to figure figure out what was going on?
So I had like a weird class. I like barely remember it. They took me like to the library and went over all these A-I-O-U vowels and
I remember that.
And all that stuff.
We would have been in the same class.
Yeah.
But with you, the flashcards.
But you got past it, right?
Coordination stuff.
But you got past it. You're here, girl. You're good.
My dad really helped me out with that, too. Spelling bee.
You won the spelling bee?
No, I never won. I got out first round. I got out practice round.
Same.
I thought you said, I was like, oh, she's the greatest dyslexic ever.
I don't. Kennedy, thank you so much for sharing your story and playing along. I love you so much for listening. It means the world to me. Call back anytime. If you want to try to play next week, you can. Thank you, Kennedy.
I'll try again next week. Yeah. Oh,
bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have a holiday hangover. I know it's been a minute, but I wish it was still Labor Day Monday. I really enjoyed our Sunday night, Otto, knowing we didn't have to get up at 3 a.m. on Monday. We sat on the balcony. I made sangria. We drank. We talked for hours, literally. We always talk, obviously, but it was different. Just no work, nothing, just hanging out. And then Monday, we walked to TJ Maxx to buy beach towels and walked back and went to the pool because Otto mentioned to me, Dana, when's the last time you went outside?
Dana goes from apartment to studio, back to the apartment, to parking garage, to studio,
elevators in between.
I really admire how this stretch of outdoorness involved you walking to TJ Maxx.
Oh, I couldn't wait. That's the only time I get out. I'm like,
that's
let's
Dana's
go,
exercise, let's go. Shopping.
Way to ground down, sister.
As Carrie Bradshaw said, that's my cardio. But going outside, it's so important.
We've lived in this apartment for almost 2 years now. And I had never one time ever even put my toe in the pool. And this weekend, I put my toe in. I didn't get all the way in, but the water was warm.
It was nice just to hang out. I mean, don't you sometimes just like doing a little bit of something but nothing? You know what I mean, Anthony? Like getting out of your routine.
And then also, too, with the three-day weekend, you have no Sunday scaries, which that's the best. And then, the ability to just kind of kick back and relax. And I don't frequent my pool as much as I should.
Yeah.
Because the last time I tried going to my pool, I got attacked by two what I call wasps. Some people would say they're honeybees, but I know wasps when I see them. All right.
Wasps hang out around the pool, Ant.
They do. Yes. They're wasps. I bet they were.
And you know how idiotic I looked? Because from a distance, it looked like I was swinging at air. And I'm just like in the pool trying to relax. And I'm like, oh my God, freaking out. And then my head's all big and that's above the water.
And then you probably had a t-shirt on, didn't you?
No, I didn't have a t-shirt on because I was enjoying myself, which probably attracted the wasps. They're like, hey, look at this thick one.
It's so strange that you mentioned that. So we're laying by the pool yesterday or whatever day it was. I don't remember. And I said to Otto, do you see any bugs? Do you see anything? Because I put my soda down. Oh, there's no ants. There's no mosquitoes. There's no nothing. I said, how do they do this? How are there no bugs?
Pest control.
That's what he said. Pest control.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.